A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Tik 10 Fit Talmud. Chagiga Chafhei, Chagiga 25a, pagination 49, three lines from the bottom. The fascinating case of the Mishnah that we saw yesterday, Avru Hagidos Vahabadim, if the pressing time is over, has passed, Vehevi'u lo Chavish al Yayin, and now the Amoretz brings Teruma to a Chaver, to a person who's very meticulous about Tuma and Taira. Lo yikablenu heimenu, the chaver should not accept it from the Am Ha'aretz. He's not going to be able to consume it because the allowance to trust the Am Ha'aretz was limited to the time of the pressing. And now it's not the time of pressing. You're not going to be able to believe him. You're not going to be able to consume it. Aval, but the Mishnah told us, Manicha legas haba, the Amoretz is allowed to hold on to it until the next pressing time, and even though it seems like a bit of a trick, but we're fine with that, in that he's going to be able to give it over and be trusted at the time of the pressing, because that's when he's trusted, and even though he's handing over a barrel that was produced during last year's production, and even though in the interim, had he tried to give it over, we would have rejected it, but now is a time of trusting, and the chaver will be able to accept it. Asks the Gemara. Bo minem Rav Sheshes. They asked the following question of Rav Sheshes. Ova v'kibla, if the Kohen Chaver violated the protocol, he violated the Gezerah, and he accepted, not at the time of pressing, but just during the year, he accepted it. Mahu, what's the halacha, shayanichenu legas haba, for the Kohen himself to hold on to it until the pressing time, and then, because at that time, if you ask the Shiloh, we trust the Am Ha'aretz. So at that time, he should be able to consume it. So this is an intriguing question. We're essentially asking if we remain with the legislation, which seems to be normal logic. It went through a time period when the Am Ha'aretz wasn't trusted. You actually accepted it at that time, so you know, traceable, what the story with this barrel is. On the other hand, it's a procedural thing. During the year, we don't trust him. At the time of the holiday, at the time of the pressing, we do trust him. The decree on the Am Ha'aretz is, so to speak, lifted at that time, and therefore, if you're smart, you'll use it at that time. Does that logic work? Amaluhu, he told them, Tin Yeshua, I bring you a proof from a Brisa. Mishnah states, Chover v'ama oretz sheyorshua saviyam ama oretz. A person who's a chover, who's meticulous about Tuma and Taira, the laws of purity, and an Ama Oretz, his brother, who is not as meticulous, falls into this other class of observance, and they inherited their father, who was an Am Ha'aretz. So the Chover would prefer not to include in his inheritance anything that he's not going to be able to use. And he figures, why shouldn't his brother, the Am Ha'aretz, who accepts that standard, receive those items that are according to that very standard from their father, who is an Am Ha'aretz. Yochel lomar lo, the chover is allowed to say, Tola tochitim shebemakom ploni, va'ani chitim shebemakom ploni. You take that wheat, and I'll take this wheat, if he knows that one portion of wheat is better for him. He knows which one got wet, hukshiru l'tuma, and is it susceptible to become impure. He knows which wheat is going to serve him better. He's allowed to do that. Tolato yain shebemakom ploni v'ani yain shebemakom ploni, which wine he wants, he can make all those deals with the Am Haaretz, his brother, because that's a concept of yesh breira. At the time that the inheritance occurred, at the time of the passing of the father, they each had a share in the entire estate, and it's a question of which portions of wheat and which portions of wine or which portions of any item are going to end up being divided to him or to him. So all of that is called breira. It will later be clarified. And once it is clarified, we often say it was as if it was clarified from the beginning. In other words, this is what I inherited originally from our father, even though at the time it was not clear that this was the portion, but we later clarify which portion it is, and that's the portion that I got from the beginning. Of a lo yomalo, but is not allowed to say regarding two different types of items, which is more like a barter, tola tolach va'ani yovish. You take the wet product and I'll take the dry product. Tola tochitim v'ani seorim. You take the wheat and I'll take the barley, because that's barter, that's exchange, and he's benefiting from what is essentially produce that he's not allowed to benefit from. Again, if it's breira, if it's clarified from the beginning that this is what I inherited, so then fine. But if I inherited wheat and I'm exchanging it because I'd rather have barley because it works to my advantage, because it meets the higher standard of kashrus, the way things developed here, so then that is an exchange. That's a barter, that's a sale, and that he wouldn't be allowed to do. V'tani alo, and we learnt that if the chover ends up with produce that he can't use, osa chover sorif halach umaneach asal yavish, he's going to have to accept the shear of wet that he gets as his inheritance, and he can't do the exchange, and he's going to have to accept the dry, and he's not going to be able to do the exchange, and he's going to end up burning the one that doesn't meet his kashrus standards. He's going to get rid of it. Asks Rav Sheshes, am I? I have an easy solution for him. If it's true that the Amoretz can give you material anytime during the year, and all you have to do is hold it for the holiday or hold it for the pressing season, so why doesn't he just hold on to what he receives in the inheritance? Let them do probate. Let them assign him whatever he gets. And then he'll use what can be used. And he'll hold on until a certain time during the year when the legislation is relaxed. And he'll be able to use it. Let him wait till the pressing season. And the answer is, it's talking about an item that does not have a pressing season, and therefore never gets relaxed during the course of the year. Depends on the product. V'yanuchenu l'regel, let him hold it on till the holiday when we trust the Amei Ha'aretz. And the Gemara answers, b'davar she'ena mishtamar l'regel, we're talking about an item that will not last until the holiday. They didn't have freezers. And if it's an item that doesn't last, so the only thing the chaver can do is burn it. Again, there's another factor over here, besides maybe not allowing this trick, there's also the concern that maybe he'll accidentally consume it if it's sitting around in his house. We often do not like that a person should leave a look-alike item that's forbidden in his house, because people don't know, and they might end up consuming it because it's a look-alike. Similar to having chametz in the house during Pesach, which we discussed, that since it appears to be something which, according to your recognition, you eat this all year. It looks the exact same. You eat it all year. We're afraid that you might end up chas v'shalom eating it, and therefore we want it out of the house. And that's true with so many examples of things. Al tashken avlo b'veisecha, you shouldn't leave something that's misleading in your house, and perhaps we don't allow you to wait until the time when it would be permitted if the Amoraites had given it to you at that time. How do we paskin? We had a fact from the Mishnah that the Amoraites can hold on to it and give it to you at the pressing season. We had a question. If you could hold on to it until the pressing season when the legislation is relaxed, we tried to bring a proof from a case of inheritance where we learned that the chaver is going to have to burn it and he will not be able to simply hold on to it. And we answered, maybe there was no solution by the particular product being discussed to hold on to it. And therefore, he had to burn it. It wasn't going to last until the holiday. And it may be a product that doesn't have a pressing season. So we did not truly resolve this question. The proof that we tried to bring from inheritance was deflected. This is a machlokas. I want to call your attention to a statement in Tosfos at the end of Chaf Daled Amud Beis 24b, pagination 48, the very last line of Tosfos at the end of the line. Tosfos' perception of this is that he would be allowed to use it if he waited until the pressing season. Tosfos says, "Afilu b'chaver atzma mashma b'gemara sheyishhena l'shana haba'a." That regarding the chaver, the person who is careful, he can wait until the coming year if the item will last, and then it will be permitted if indeed it has a pressing season. And that would resolve, at least according to Tosfos, this shaila that was asked of Rav Sheshes, and the answer is not as Rav Sheshes presented, that there is no recourse and he has to burn it, but on the contrary, the deflections for his proof are effective deflections, and the result is that if it will last until the pressing season, you'd be allowed to sequester it within your home and wait until that time of year when this legislation is relaxed. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.